Welcome to Come and See, your podcast for finding truth in a world of chaos. Brought to you by Living Waters Abide Ministries. With host and founder, Richard Case, and co-host and retreat leader, Kathy Riccone. Join us every weekday at this time to discuss news, spend time in the Word, and receive answers to your personal questions about living life in God's truth. And now your host, Richard Case.
Well, good morning, Kathy. This is the middle of July, Wednesday, I believe the 17th. This will be airing, and we hope everybody's having a good summer and using this opportunity that to kind of go through the series with us on Christ clutter in the calendar. We set up a whole discussion on the calendar. Which is, you know, provide space, make good decisions.
Right, which hopefully set you up well for the summer, right?
Yeah.
And
keep doing it keep working at it. Because remember, dynamics are there. And it's not a static thing. It has to be constantly revised. One thing, when Linda and I just were up in the mountains with our anniversary celebration together. And one thing we do is work through that issue of how has our calendar changed because of just normal things, growth,
right?
Things we've got,
and it changes all the time, right?
Yeah. We have, for example, our grandsons. One of them is at Baylor already; is a junior. The other one's going to be a freshman. And because they're both there, we've already discussed scheduling on our calendar, you know, because what we try to do is we do at least 6 to 9 months out, just a basic things, a few things that we got to, and we're already talking about, we got to put on our calendar that we didn't have to before.
Right.
Travel down to Waco and be with
them. And enjoy
them.
That time with them, right?
And yeah. Enjoy them. And they've talked to us, hey, we'd like you to come. We want to enjoy you. We don't want to miss that. Obviously, the priority of that is going to change somewhat because right now, for example, Aiden has been living with us with his parents while they're here in Colorado versus Texas, and we've enjoyed that, and we've spent a lot of time together. But because it's going to change, we're not going to spend as much time, but we're going to have to schedule things that we didn't have to schedule before. So we have to, you know, deal with the calendar. So we're constantly doing that, processing. And then we've talked about the other piece of it is the burden of the thought life. And that is that, maybe I have my calendar getting freed up, but if my mind is occupied with burden, anxiety, fear, worry, trying to figure things out, I'm not going to have freedom to enjoy the life that I do have.
Right. And by the way, we've shared this before, but often we keep a busy calendar to try to hide the clutter that's in our busy mind, right?
Yeah.
Keep ourselves distracted from what that is.
That's right.
So once we've made that calendar space and we've got that margin, then we really can see more clearly what is cluttering our mind as well.
That's
right.
That's right. And God said, let me free that up. So, we've discussed about the big one, which is conflict. People hurt us, people offend us. We might offend people, but we got to resolve all that. So we talked about forgiveness, offer opportunity to go to reconciliation with honor and respect. If you get there, great. If you don't get there, he said, you can let it go, recognizing they're not going to reconcile. Your role is done. You can release this and don't spend any more energy on it and don't even think about it. Other than periodically, when you do think about it, it'll be, actually, I'm praying that they repent. Because I know that they're going to have, things are not going to go well for them. So I can pray for their repentance. But I'm not burdened any longer by the thought of them, or I'm keep agitated because I'm still mad about it. Now you've released it, you let it go. Now, there's one more thing to talk about, and that's boundary. If the person that doesn't reconcile isn't in our inner circle, isn't in our small group, isn't in our family, or isn't even in a business, you know what? I don't really need to spend hardly any time around them. By definition, I'm not gonna. So I'm not going to engage with them anymore. So it gets easier and easier and easier to let it go. Mm-hmm. Because, well, I don't need to spend any more time with them. And when, right. As you don't, it literally, time passes and you stop thinking about it. Because you're not around them anymore. Well, sometimes that's not possible. Why? Well, because you're with family, you're going to be around them. You might be in a small group with people that aren't willing to reconcile. I'm going to be around them. I can't force them to reconcile. What do I do with that? And he said, well, what you do is you got to set up a boundary and a heart that's protected so that you find a spot where the impact of what they're doing, because they're going to keep offending you, doesn't harm you anymore, and you're free of it.
Right.
And you aren't requiring them to reconcile because they're not going to. You're not constantly offended, and you're stuck in that cycle of hurt. And you know every time you're going to be around them, you're going to get hurt, and you're the one that seems to be harmed. They don't, because they don't care. And God says, well, you got to set up a boundary. So the boundary is going to be two things. One is, how much time do you agree to be around them? So that, how would you structure that? So like, for example, and I think I've shared this about what happened with my mom, was the boundary that we set up was that we could be around them for 3 days and two nights. Now, by the way, we had to test that.
Right.
To make sure that would work. We thought, I think that'll work. So are we going to spend longer than that? No. We said also, for in this scenario, we weren't going to spend any more holidays with them. So we're not doing that. So that's one of the boundaries. We're not doing that. But we will be around them because we want to honor them in some way and be with them for 3 days and two nights. So let's see if that'll work. Okay, now. So you set up a timing of how much time are you going to be around them. And then, by the way, there may be some wisdom about how you do that or how you do it. I like, for example, when families of siblings get together with their parents, the ones that are hurting each other are siblings. I said, tell me about it. You know, and they start talking about it. I said, and they describe it. I said, so really, the worst time is when they get you alone. Yes. Okay, guess what? Don't be alone with them anymore. Don't allow yourself to be alone with them. And it starts to go that way. Say, hey, I got something to do, or hey, something came up, or I got to go do this, and just walk away from it. Do not allow yourself to be alone anymore, because when you're around other people, they don't have the opportunity to hurt you as badly, because when they play the game with you. So if you are together, God says, let me give you wisdom.
Right.
About what to do.
I'm going to insert there real quick, because you just said that God says, let me give you wisdom. Yeah. And I think on boundaries, sometimes one of the things that we can do is decide for ourselves what we think a good boundary would be, or what the world would say an appropriate boundary would be. And I think it's very important that we're pressing into the God, in your wisdom, with what you're seeing, show me what the boundary is.
Right.
And I think that's a super important part of setting up boundaries.
Yeah. And remember, you're learning. God says, I'll teach you. We'll actually see this in the next section here when we talk about even getting wisdom. But it's he says, I'm going to show you something. Go practice it. What happened? How did it go? And what you're doing is asking a really simple question. As I'm now past the point of them not reconcile with me, and I have to have a boundary, Father, what would work for me to have freedom?
Yeah.
And I know you're calling me not to say I'm never going to be around you, because you really can't. So that's not the solution. It's given that I'm going to be around them with people that are not going to change and not going to reconcile, and they're going to keep hurting me. How do I operate this way? And he said, okay, I'm going to give you a time to it. I'm going to give you some wisdom about it. And then he said, as you do this, talk to me about how did it go? Did you, you were, you tried,
let's learn
you,
from this.
You
yeah.
tried it. How did it go? Oh, hey, I noticed that when they got me alone, that's when it happened. Okay. God said, let me show you something. Mm-hmm. They said something and it triggered you.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the other piece of the wisdom is how could I stay in my shalom with God mm-hmm. and not let the enemy hit what I call hit my button.
Right.
So that I can let it roll off, what I call roll off my back, knowing they're going to keep doing it.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't impact me anymore because you've given me a protection about that and a wisdom about that and understanding about that.
Right.
And I was able to basically have the shield provided to me
mm-hmm.
that it didn't impact me anymore.
Right.
And he said, I got to show you that. And by the way, it's all unique stuff.
Yeah.
That's why there's no, I can't tell you we'll do these three things or only do this. Mm-hmm. It's going to be unique to me. With my situation, with my mom, even when we began trying it, we said, her pattern is to attack me.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, irrational stuff and be really hard-hearted toward me. Which, by the way, I fell into because I didn't mind the fight, so I would just contribute to it escalating
mm-hmm.
To where it finally got awful. So we did, and we said, okay, we're going to do this boundary, and we can be with them 3 days, two nights. Rich, she's going to keep trying to hit you.
Mm-hmm.
When you go, I want you to ignore it.
Mm.
And don't let it penetrate you because she can't help it, and mm. and you could release it if you don't receive it.
Mm.
So let me put a shield up for you, and when it happens, don't let it bother you, and do not react mm-hmm. to it. Do not react to it.
Mm.
Okay. So I said, hey, Linda, you know, help me with this. And I said, when you can see that I want to react to it,
mm-hmm.
You know, kick me under the table, you know, so that I remind us, no, don't receive this. And, I had sore shins at that time, but, so we did. I went into it with that understanding. And remember, it's being enhanced by spiritual strength.
Mm-hmm.
It's not okay mechanically. All right, I'll try. He said, right. No, I'm going to pray. And we did pray. Father, mm-hmm. I know what's going to happen. I know what you've said. Give me the power to let it be a shield and not let it penetrate me.
Yes.
And give me the power not to react because I have a desire to. Okay. And we made it through the weekend. Did not react. She tried. Actually got worse. Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Because she couldn't understand why I'm not reacting.
Right.
So she's whacking me even harder, but I never did it. We left. And we said, you know what? That 3 days and two nights worked. The shield worked.
Mm-hmm.
And Rich recognized that you can let that go. You fulfilled it. Mm-hmm. Don't even think about this until the next time you got to be with them.
Right.
Release it. You can let it go. You can call her, by the way, every month, which we did, and just talk about the weather.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to go deep. She might say something. Don't let it bother you. Just, you know, have a relationship and then try it again. You know, do it another, mm-hmm. you know, 3 or 4 or 5 months later, do it again. Well, we did. And so the boundary, and this was interesting because we had good excuses why we weren't going to do holidays. After about a year or two, she stopped even asking us
mm.
to go because she recognized, yeah, we're not coming.
Right.
But we would come prior to that and spend the time as if it was a holiday.
Mm-hmm.
And so they were being honored. As time went on, she stopped the attacks because it didn't have any effect.
Right.
So she kind of quit. Wasn't even needed. Now, by the way, we were not in a family, broad family dynamic where she's going to, and she did with other, when they had other family members that did go to these holidays, she did the normal. She attacked them.
She's still right.
But with mm-hmm. us, she stopped it because it didn't have any impact on us. So it actually got a little bit sweeter. never reconciled to the to the depth of processing truth.
Right.
But our time, having worked the boundary, wound up being freedom for us. Interesting enough, it actually was freedom for her. It was kind of cool to see. So all I can say is that there's moments where God says, you're going to have to set up a boundary.
Right.
It's both about the heart and about mechanical things that you're going to do and not do.
Mm-hmm.
I'll teach you this.
Mm-hmm.
And it's interesting to me because I help people with this. It's super unique.
Mm-hmm.
There's no there's no formula to it. You can't take what I did and say, okay, I'll go do that. No.
Right.
God says, in this scenario, this is how it's going to have to work. And usually it's helpful when I can get involved or Inner Circle can get involved is talk to me about what it's like.
Mm-hmm.
And just don't sugarcoat it and don't censor anything. Just tell me what it's like. And they
right.
and they do. And I said, okay, do you see something here that it happens under this particular situation? Or
right.
Here's a way to approach it or try it. Let's go try it. And the cool thing is this, and this is what we're trying to say about conflict. God says, I'll resolve every one of them, including where you need a boundary because you can't walk away from it.
Right.
But you can live in peace. You can live in freedom, even though they'll never go to reconciliation, and even though when you're together, they're going to try to harm you.
Mm-hmm.
I have a solution for that. Why? I can give you freedom. Why? I can resolve every single relationship you got. But you got to play it all the way through until you have freedom.
Right.
And don't quit until you do. And God says, "I'll get you there if you have a heart to do it."
Mm-hmm.
And then when you do, you have it.
Right.
And
I love
even
in the midst of that, as he reveals the boundaries and walks you into all of that, I think he also, when we allow him to, will reveal triggers to us. You talked about triggers. He'll reveal the triggers to us and say, hey, there's something in your heart that is making you more susceptible to this, by the way, too. And I even want to set you free from that.
Yes.
You know,
yeah,
and
yeah.
So when we cooperate with his work, it happens on both sides, healing that's coming for us on the triggers as well as him leading us into the boundaries in a safe way.
That's right. Yeah. And read again Philippians 3:11-15, because this is really the essence of the freedom. Philippians 3:11-15.
Sure. It says, if by any means I may attain to the resurrection from the dead, not that I have already attained or am already perfected, but I press on that I may lay hold of that for which Christ Jesus has also laid hold of me. Brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those which are ahead, I press toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. Therefore, let us, as many as are mature, have this mind. And if anything you think otherwise, God will reveal even this to you.
Yeah. An important element of it is he says, I reach for the high calling of Christ Jesus. And what he's saying is that the high calling is I'm going to bless you to make you a blessing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to deliver the covenant. I'm loyal to the covenant. You can count on it. And then two is, I'm going to give you freedom
right.
and resolution to the issues of life. So he says, I'm not going to remove the trouble because you're living in a world of trouble. So don't look at that as your prayer, is I got a problem, just remove it.
Right.
He said, no, I'm going to lead you to covenant through it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to resolve it for you with freedom. And all you have to do is press forward until that happens.
Okay.
He said, now the key to at least initiate that is to have a heart to forget what just happened. In other words, don't let that, and by the way, the word there is the same thing that what you said, is that it's choosing not to let that keep having it irritate my heart.
Right.
It's not that I have no memory.
Can't remember it. Right.
I can remember it. And by the way, when I see him, I'm going to remember it. But I can have freedom because I can be in their presence without the negative energy.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Well, because I've chosen to release it. And God says, because life is where? Now forward.
Mm-hmm.
I need you to get past this and experience the freedom that I promise you I'll give you. Okay, so you're in the middle of it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to particularly work on this boundary. And those are the difficult things. Because it would be easier, it is easier, when you don't reconcile. But you never have to be around them anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So even if it's a friend of yours and they won't reconcile, well, just don't spend any more time with them.
Right.
That's okay. You don't have to. That's easy. It's easier. It's not easy.
Mm-hmm.
When you got family members, you got people around you that they're whacking you all the time.
Right.
And they're going to continue and they're not changing. And God says, I can still give you freedom. So here it is. Let's go try it. Okay, you try it. He asked you a question. How'd it go?
Mm-hmm.
I don't have freedom yet. He said, okay, we're not there yet. Stay with me. Stay with me. I'll get you there. I'll get you to the point where you can release the past and you can press on to the high calling of Christ Jesus, and you're now living in freedom, and don't quit until you do. That's what the pressing is about,
mm-hmm.
is I'm pressing into until I experience the covenant, the freedom of the situation, and God says, I'll give you the wisdom of how to tweak it and live with it and enjoy it, and it doesn't bother you anymore. And that's why he says, and I guarantee you that this is true, I'll resolve every relationship you got.
Yes.
Now, it doesn't mean...
What a beautiful promise,
yeah,
right?
It doesn't mean you'll be reconciled,
mm-hmm.
but I can lead you to freedom on every relationship
right.
you got. And guess what? As you learn this, it'll really serve you well. Why? Because your future relationships are going to be problematic.
mm-hmm.
there's going to be conflict. There's going to be Amalekites everywhere. Don't worry. You can't remove yourself from that situation. So if you learn it, you just apply it all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And you can live in freedom. And these Amalekites that the enemy's using to come against you, you're dealing with principalities and powers, aren't going to be able to draw you away from the kingdom and the shalom of the kingdom and the life of the kingdom. And so we just would urge everybody to really receive this, that the thought life and the burden of the thought life, particularly around conflicts, can be resolved if you have a heart to go.
Mm-hmm.
He tells us the keys to it, which we've learned, but then it has to be applied personally and stay with it until you do. So Heavenly Father, we thank you for giving us these truths, that's your heart, is to bring resolution to us. So our thought life has freedom from these burdens of the relationships that we have, and they're all around us. And we're not exempt from them, but we always can live in freedom because of your life in us. And so we pray that we'll live it out, we'll stay with it, and we won't quit until we press in to receive the beauty of that. And we thank you in Christ's name. Amen.
Amen. Well, thank you so much, Rich. Always a pleasure to have these conversations with you. Such wisdom and insight and just seeing what God has to say, right?
Yep.
So if you have questions from today's broadcast, be sure to send them in to us at questions@abideministries.com. And we look forward to seeing you next time.
Yep. We'll see you then.
Thank you for joining us for today's episode of Come and See, your podcast for truth in a world of chaos. Brought to you by Living Waters Abide Ministries. Send us your questions and comments and tune in tomorrow for more answers to your personal questions about living life in God's truth. Remember, God's will is best and none better. His truth brings peace in this world of chaos.